beyond the green and into the grace. Sharing my life with you, yours truly, Hyphenated Grace. I have been haunted by this thought for a very long time. I know that there will come a day when my lecturing hall will fall silent. My voice will go mute and my life of action will grind to a halt. That is when the grains of sand in my hand will become empty. The people I hold dear to my heart will remain as imprints in my memory as the last breath leaves me without even a goodbye and I struggle to part with them. Time will cease to exist for me, and the space I occupy will be that void that reminds my dear ones of an absent self, a painful yet receding memory. Grief cannot set it right, it merely rearranges and accommodates. Living with a forgetful mind helps at times, especially when it is about death. But a moment comes when the mortality of a being hits me hard and I am no longer me. All that I have painstakingly acquired, habits that have been drilled into my conscious self, carry no meaning as the physical being begins to crumble, as body ceases to repair and a weary soul yearns to depart. That's when eternal silence pulls the drapes, enveloping me into nothingness, the bliss of nothingness. But what really fascinates me is the people who gather around my body. It intrigues me to think of that moment when all the identities that I carefully nourished over years become meaningless and I lie there defiantly on the cold floor or maybe a rough mat and begin to disintegrate. The people around me can do nothing about my defiance. They cannot censure me. They cannot force me to obey. They cannot gossip about my defiant ways. They cry over my defiance. They lament. They remember fondly the way I tried not to sidestep, not to question, how meek a lamb I was. But they dare not raise a finger against that lump of a body lying on the floor. Have you thought of the idea of death without an iota of self-pity? Most often one imagines their death at the moment of heightened self-pity. Have you thought of it without feeling pity for you as the dead person? Or thought of it from the perspective of revenge? I was wronged by these people. They will cry when they see my dead body. It is quite common to think so. But have you thought of death from an impersonal perspective? As a person who has abandoned the body, who has finally decided to go away, who has given up the social bonds and bondages, who has finally learned to give in to the elements of nature. Maybe you have. Maybe you have not thought about it yet. But it is a worthy thought. One that will remind you to take life slowly and enjoy the moments as they unfold, as they embrace you with their warm hands and let them be.